It's This Week in Bourbon, and karma is my bourbon. Here's your headlines from March 15th, 2024. A brewer in Ohio is suing the federal government, saying he should be able to distill as a hobby. Chattanooga is releasing their experimental batch number 37, Ancient Wheat. And Limestone Branch has announced the second release in its Yellowstone Special Finishes Collection, Yellowstone Rum Cask Finish. But before we get started, here's a quick word from our partners. From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com.
And they're off for another Get270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but two chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a 5-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's going to be very short this week in bourbon, but it's good because we've been working our butts off.
Yeah, short and sweet. I'm tired.
You're tired. You've been working your butt off today. I've been trying to get ourselves caught up on compliance work and paperwork.
Yeah. I could use an office day doing all the processing, barrel moving, case moving. It's fun, though. It keeps me busy.
I was telling Ryan before we came up here, it was like, almost feel like a real whiskey company. It's like we've been bottling 2 weeks in a row. We've got like hundreds of cases like ready to go out.
Yeah. Maybe 1,000.
Maybe 1,000.
Something like that.
It feels like that. I mean, gosh, we did what, close to 9, 10 barrel picks in the past few days, something like that?
Actually, I think 12. We did 12 and then some just POs we were short on. So
yeah,
we're keep selling.
We still have more to go too.
If you haven't tried it yet, better get it.
You're missing out.
I
know. Well, it's been fun.
What's my karma is bourbon? Is that that's not a Taylor Swift song?
Oh, you're right. It actually goes karma's my boyfriend.
So, oh,
yeah,
got it.
It's the song Karma. It's actually my daughter's favorite.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll check it out because my damn kids have been requesting Taylor Swift, and I'm like, no.
So this past weekend on Sunday. There's a brewery around here that will actually be a part of our Pursuit Palooza this year called 1020. And they had a family-friendly silent disco. It was all Taylor Swift.
Oh, boy.
And, I mean, I'm talking like 300 people were there.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not surprised.
But it was fun. Like, you got
family-friendly.
Yeah, and you got to see, like, I'm dead serious. Like, anywhere between, like, 7 to 70. Like, there were Swifties there and just kind of like in their own element, right? So it was kind of cool. Like, you kind of see them all rallying around a certain thing. It's kind of like if you get you and your friends into bourbon, that you all rally around the same thing. But the difference is in bourbon, like, there's still a lot of hate because it's like, oh, you like this one? Like, oh, this is, it'd be like same thing as like Swifties got together and be like, well, I like the Reputation album. Like, oh, I like this album. Like, blah, 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 that album's crap, right?
Yeah.
It would kind of be the same thing.
That's funny. What's funnier story is, I don't even know what that, I think it's funny, but my wife, she's on the anti-Taylor Swift bandwagon with me as well. And she's like, kids, here's somebody that when we were, was pop, or when we were growing up was popular, has much better voice. And it was,
oh, that's never going to
Christina
work.
Aguilera. And she played Genie in a Bottle, and they have been playing it on repeat. And I'm like, now I hate Christina Aguilera because I've heard Genie in a Bottle like 17,000 times this week.
I remember my kid got into that song because they redid that song as a part of a Disney movie
or something.
No, sorry, not. It was like Disney Teen, or you know, like the TV show or whatever, where it was definitely not animated, but it was definitely in that sort of Disney teeny bopper kind of whatever thing. Yeah. So they redid Genie in a Bottle. So that's when she fell in love with it. Yeah. But yes, that was a great one. All of, you know, Oops, I Did It Again.
Britney Spears.
Those are solid. But here's the thing. It's like, that's like remember we used to ride in our cars with our dad? And my dad's like, hey, let me play you this one. It's like Kansas. And you're like, I don't want to listen to this, Dad.
Yeah, right. So right. But they actually liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Those were my TRL days. Come home, you're like, who's going to be number one, Brittany or Christina?
you and Carson were BFFs then, weren't you?
That's right. And his spiky hair.
All right, let's go ahead. Upcoming stuff for Ryan and I, we've had some good help bottling. And like I said, I'm going to say thank you. Again, real quick to everybody that helped us bottle this week. So thank you to Brian Roberts, Steve Breen, Julie Breen. They're actually all of our ambassadors. So glad to have you all here. Ethan Holbrook, John Spivey, and Brett Atkoff. I want to say thank you all so much for being a part of this. This is
Matt Carter, too.
Did I not say Matt Carter? Oh, sorry. Matt Carter as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on the list, but it didn't have it highlighted for some reason here. Yes, and thank you so much, Matt, as well.
For all the whiskey. Oh, Glory whiskey.
Yeah,
That was really good.
You know how fun this is? Like, why I love this community? It's like we put out this thing and saying, hey, we'd love to have your help bottling. And Matt works at Old Glory, which is down in Tennessee. He brought some samples for us.
He might be a spy.
He might be a spy. Might be able to do that. Then we also had Ethan. Ethan works at Maker's Mark, and he was here to help us out as well. So,
yeah, no wonder they got the French oak and American oak.
Yeah, there we go. Out.
They got a mole.
Oh, man, I'm trying not to laugh too hard.
Yeah, for you that don't know, Kenny got bit by his dog.
I got
today.
Bit by my dog, and my lip is not feeling very good. So
that's what you get for kissing a dog.
I love him. I'd like to say I love him, but I don't. After this one, I gotta
kick him to the curb.
Got to figure out how to reel him back in for just training all over again.
Yeah.
Start beginning.
Are you done? Sorry,
I got one more in saying that, you know, I'd mentioned ambassadors that were there, but we do need help in other regions. I've already started reaching out to some new folks we'll be bringing on board. But I tell you what, if you are in New Mexico, if you're in the Santa Fe or Albuquerque area, would love to be able to have you, as well as Memphis, Tennessee. So if you're a fan of Cozy's Corners Ribs, we need you on our team as well.
Did we find someone in DC?
We do.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Very cool.
Shout out to Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly, quarterback for the Bills. Oh, yeah, I know Jim Kelly. He's great.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. Thank you for the gifts, Jim. So I know this is a ways away, but if you're in the Chattanooga area, I will be at Red Hot on April 11th, Thursday, 4 to 7, doing a single barrel pups drop there, and I'll be there signing bottles.
The first drop in Tennessee.
The first drop in Tennessee. So Red Hot Liquors, Cleveland, Tennessee, just outside of Chattanooga. Love Chattanooga. One of my favorite spots. So.
There we go.
I'll see you there.
Love to see
you. With Ray.
Yes. Ray Clausen, our other ambassador. Ambassadors galore.
That's right.
Thank you to all of them out there. You're doing such great work. All right. Let's go ahead and let's kick this off. So this first one, as I mentioned, it's an interesting one. And it was actually phrased as a letter that somebody was writing in first person. So I'm not going to try to say it in first person. But if I do come off as first person, that's the reason why. But anyway, the title was, Should the Government Be Able to Stop You from Making Whiskey? So John Rehm owns and operates Trek Brewing in Newark, Ohio. He is represented by the Buckeye Institute and Rehm versus the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Benjamin Franklin may not have actually said it, but T-shirts do, and says that beer is evidence that God loves us and wants us to be happy. He said, my wife agreed and that this sentiment bought him a home brewing kit almost 16 years ago. He's been happily brewing away ever since. What started as a little hobby in his garage turned tuned to his own American dream, which was the Trek Brewing Company. They have owned and operated as a family business and gathering place in Newark since 2017. Through the Trek Together Community Fund, They help fund and support other local organizations and do their best to make their community a better place to work and live. He goes, why am I suing the government? Well, beer is not the only drink I appreciate. Professionally, I'm an engineer, and by formal training, I have extensively researched and studied the art and craft of distilling, specifically whiskey, and more specifically, domestic rye and bourbons. There are new flavors and combinations I would like to explore, responsibly, of course, with small batch home distillery for my own personal consumption and curiosity. I do not want to sell the whiskey I would make, but I would like to taste it and see how I do at it. Unfortunately, he can't. At least not legally, federal law prohibits him from distilling any spirits or hard alcohols at home, in a shed, out in his garage, on the back porch, or anywhere. Breaking this law is a felony that could earn him 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. He's not going to break the law, but he's going to challenge it in federal court, with the assistance of some capable lawyers at the Buckeye Institute in Columbus. He's taken legal action against Uncle Sam. And this is about more than just whiskey. The legal argument here is quite simple. The Constitution gives Congress a lot of power, but it does not include the power to criminalize distilling alcohol in his own garage. If Congress can prohibit me from, say, home distilling, what's to stop them from banning home bread baking, vegetable gardening, fixing up the family Ford in the driveway, or practically anything else? Congress is abusing its power to regulate interstate commerce because he doesn't want to sell the whiskey that he distills, and he doesn't want to sell it to his neighbors or let alone across state lines. What he's hoping to do is neither interstate nor commerce. The federal government shouldn't be allowed to have this level of intrusion into a home and a hobby.
When you first said John Remy?
Yeah, you thought it was like from
Lux Row.
Lux Row?
Yeah, I was like,
Rempy, that would have been him.
I was like, he's already a distiller, but then I looked it up and there was a P in there while you were talking. But I'm on the fence about this one because obviously, you know, a lot of people probably know I don't like the government poking in and getting involved. And he does make a good point about, because there are some hazards with producing your own alcohol, fire hazard being one of them, explosions. I mean, I doubt somebody with a home still is really going to be there's probably not enough pressure built up and whatnot.
Not like a meth lab kind of thing.
Right, exactly. So I get his argument too. And too, if you're working on your car with small engines or gas and everything, so, you know, that's perfectly fine. So, but there's ways, if you produce it, it can cause some, obviously, damage to your body. So, I don't know. I'm kind of torn. Maybe if you can, if there's like a state certificate or something you can get that says, yeah, you're okay to do it, but... Yeah, I'm 50-50 on this.
Yeah, I know we had talked about it before, and I kind of equated it to gun control. And I said, you know, it's like, if you want to buy a gun, granted, I'm sure there's states out there, I don't have to have it pass any sort of training or anything, like just go buy a gun. However, in certain states, and I really would hope that you would go and take some sort of formal training to actually own and operate a firearm. But the same thing could probably be said here. Go and take some kind of formal training, get your patch or a badge in the mail. You know, now you have a certificate, a hat, a shirt that, you know, you wear, you've got something that you can put on the wall that at least says that you have passed formal training, that you know what you're doing. You're right. I think this is where it gets out of line is like, yes, you can do home wine, you can do home beer, you can do other home consumption kind of goods. But, you know, when you bake bread at home, you're not, you know, doing it to the point. It's like, I don't know what I could add to bread that would be in a recipe kit that could cause me bodily harm.
Yeah.
Right. Versus like distilling alcohol. And if you're not doing your hearts and your tails correct, or sorry, your heads and your heads and tails correctly, you're not pulling out those hearts. Yeah. You could end up, you know, going blind or doing something that is not going to be good for your body. And I'm sure you're not selling this to your neighbors by any mean, but obviously you're probably going to share it. People were doing that during the pandemic, they're baking banana bread for everybody. So obviously you're probably going to share it.
You're not going to be like, oh, I'm going to only be the one that tries it.
Right.
You're going to be at our campfire and like, oh, I'll try my new whiskey recipe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then too, it gets into like storage of it. You know, how much are they storing? They put in barrels. Where's these barrels?
Oh gosh, you're right. I didn't even think about that part. Is it a federally bonded garage?
Are you an H3? All that shit. So,
yeah. You're right. I think I would like to see this challenged. Put it this way. The easy thing that the government can do is just say no, instead of having to open this up and then put all these
different
clauses
into it. I think it's more
nuanced
that they could have a yes, but it's not, there's things that they can do to make it okay for people.
Yeah.
But like you're allowed to have up to 53 gallons worth. I mean, because that's not going to cause a huge issue with fire or whatever. I mean, so...
I don't want to find out, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And if they know what they're doing from a certificate standpoint, I'd be all for it.
Yeah.
Or what if you, or maybe two, I mean, like, there's like a, but that would get expensive. Like, there's a county extension office you can take it to test it to make sure that it's safe.
Oh, yeah. Then you're just adding in more costs to everything. Mind.
That's.
But the other thing I was thinking of is, like, let's bring it back here, right? Like, brewing beer, I think, has a little bit, I'm not going to say it's easy by any means, but it's a pretty easy recipe to kind of figure it out. There isn't a whole lot of equipment. I mean, there is some equipment, but not as much as owning and operating a still and all the other kind of things that you would have to actually do the distillation side of things. I'm just curious whether you really think it's going to taste good or not.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that there's over 2,000 craft distillers across the U.S., and I don't know how many of them I've had that. Of course, there's a lot of good ones out there, but there's also a lot of bad ones too. So is it cool to kind of do it from a small scale to see if you got the chops to do it? Maybe, but that typically doesn't translate when you go from, say, a home hobby tabletop kind of still, which they do exist. They have desktop ones that just kind of, you know, you can maybe get a mason jar out of it a day versus going something that's, you know, 5-10 feet tall in your home.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We'll let the,
we'll let the government figure it out. Yeah.
But it's an interesting discussion.
I don't plan on distilling anyway. I don't care. Would it be cool for people that want to do it? Sure. I mean, there's people that do it illegally already, so you might as well just go ahead and open up some kind of loophole.
Yeah.
All right. So this is actually a new one here, is that Buzzard's Roost, and they were in the news last week as well. They're spreading its wings to embrace its flock of whiskey fans with an exciting new customer loyalty program. As a Buzzard's Roost Embuzzador, members will receive, isn't that funny? It's called the Embuzzador. And I just love that.
That's cute.
A little fun play on words there.
Yep.
They're going to receive perks that are going to include an exclusive lapel pin and a loyalty card entitling them to a complimentary experience at the Buzzard's Roost Whiskey Row experience after the purchase of any 6 bottles of Buzzard's Roost Whiskey. You also get early access to purchase new whiskey releases at the Whiskey Row experience, invitations to special tastings with co-founders Judy Hollis, Jason Bronner, and master distiller Ethan Spalding. Also opportunities to participate in barrel picks for exclusive Embuzzadors single barrel whiskeys. Prospective Embuzzadors can sign up right now on the Buzzard's Roost website.
Can earn your wings.
There you go. I like that one. Oh, they should have taken that one and ran with it.
So if you buy 6 bottles out, like, in your home market, you qualify as a Buzzador. Is that what they're saying?
No. I don't know. It just says, no, you can apply online.
Okay.
It just says that if you want to get a free complimentary experience at their place on Whiskey Row, you get to purchase any 6 bottles. Now, whether you're very good at Photoshop and you can make fake receipts.
Yeah, bring in the empties.
Yeah, there you go, and try to figure that one out.
Or, Napa kind of does that. When you go to a winery, they're like, you do a sampling and it costs, $100, and then they're like, but if you buy a case, we'll waive your tasting fee or tour fee. And so you're like, well, I can either spend $300 and come up with something or just spend $100. And so it's a smart way to, you know,
capture
some extra, especially when you're in the moment, you're drunk and you're like, oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah, why not? This sounds awesome.
I'm still getting wine clubs to this day.
Are you really? I have yet to go. I need to go see what it's all about. See if there's any way that we can Napify a lot of stuff in bourbon. Because right now you don't really have that. It's like people come here.
The biggest hang up is shipping. Because
true,
Napa, they can ship to pretty much every state. I mean, there's a few, but whereas liquor, Kentucky can only do like 6 or 7. So that's hard to join a membership when you're like, yeah, I'll just come back in Kentucky and get your bottles. And if I had to go back to Napa to get my bottles, I'm not going to, but they can ship them to my house. So yeah, that's
easy.
Makes it easy.
Yeah. And I didn't put it in this week in news, but there was some other stuff that came out from the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America. And they're talking about trouble for DTC shipping and spirits. And, you know, it kind of talked about all the BS that they've been claiming for the past few years of giving more access to minors and all this other kind of stuff. And I didn't want to give them the platform to be able to talk about it. I just know that the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America, they advocate for everything in wine, but they want to take down and make sure you're not allowed to do any spirit shipping whatsoever. So I would say if you are...
Boo you.
shame, right? I don't know. I just look at it and I'm like, I don't like their platform, what they're trying to talk about. And I would much rather see this open up to everyone. I mean, I would,
I would love to be able to open up our website and people just buy bottles, and then instead of us, you know, sitting, granted we're down here anyway, but we could have some people here fulfilling shipments and getting out the door the next day, especially for random drops. I mean, think about it for special releases, all those different things that you would want to get your hands on. Those are cool things, especially as a small brand. It would really help us out. If you're Old Forester with Birthday Bourbon, or your Buffalo Trace with Pappy and BTAC, like, you still have to keep your retailers happy. Our retailers, we love them, but obviously they would much rather have bottles of Birthday Bourbon and Antique Collection. So they want that to be able to kind of have as their dangling their carrot or whatever it is. But for us, even though if we come out with some special small release, it's not going to have the same exact pull. But if we could get to our core audience, the people that want us right away, that would be a huge help.
Yep, it would. But we love our retailers.
We still love our retailers, absolutely. All right, that's it for the bourbon news. Stick around. We got bourbon release news coming up. Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. And you can get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone. Transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bourbon, all lowercase, and go to shopify.com/bourbon to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/bourbon. Bourbon release news time, and we've only got just a couple of them. When you say a couple, is that just two?
Two.
Okay, and then it's a few.
Okay,
a few. Is just three. It's a triple.
I was going to say threesome, but that's
it's a three-way.
Yep.
All right, so Lux Row Distillers announced the introduction of Rebel 100 6-year bourbon. Handcrafted according to the original time-honored weeded recipe since 1849. The new edition will be available nationwide later this month at a suggested retail price of $60 per bottle.
All right.
$10 a year.
That's on 6 years.
Yep. Right in line.
That's
with
exciting.
It. I know. I've always been a fan of the 6-year stuff. I mean, for a long time, was the Rebel 100, it wasn't Heaven Hill, was it? Or where are they getting that?
Rebel used to be Stitzel-Weller.
Yeah, well, it used to be Stitzel-Weller. Yeah. I actually have a bottle at home.
And then after that, it was it United Distillers?
I'm losing my mind.
I think it went United Distillers, then the Lux Row.
All the Ezra stuff was Heaven Hill before I switched over to their stuff.
Oh, no, you're talking about the actual whiskey.
Yeah, the actual whiskey.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about who owned the brand.
The brand. No, no, no.
Okay. It was, they probably don't want to know, but it's Heaven Hill.
Yeah, okay, there we go. I think it's an open secret, but they've got their own stuff now, so. Yep. All right, so Chattanooga, they're releasing their Discover Experimental Batch 37. This is called Ancient Wheat, and they did it with an exclamation part, so I don't know if you should be like, wheat! But seeking to discover the perfect malted wheat to best complement their Tennessee high malt style, this experimental single batch is made with an abundance of malted Dinkel wheat. It's an heirloom varietal which dates all the way back to the dawn of civilization. So it's two different mash bills in here. One's a straight whiskey at 67%, and mash bill number two is a straight wheat malt whiskey at 33%. So the grains were pale malted Dinkel wheat, pale malted barley, Vienna malted barley, Munich malted barley, yellow corn, and caramel malted barley. It's 4 years old. It's 105 proof. It was in toasted and charred oak 53-gallon barrels, so three different types, it says. This blend size is only three different barrels. It actually is a blend of straight whiskeys, though, is what it's classified as. And this will be available exclusively at the distillery Friday, March 15th for $70.
Oh, okay. So there's not a bourbon in there. There's just a whiskey.
Straight wheat whiskeys.
Straight wheat whiskeys. Got it.
Yeah. Well, actually, there was a straight whiskey and a straight wheat malt whiskey, and those were blended together.
I gotcha.
That's what it is.
It's a Dinkel.
It's a Dinkel. It's a Dunkel-a-lot.
It's a Dunkel. I'm not a beer person, so Dunkel's a beer.
The Dunkel beers from like Germany and stuff. Yeah. They only have like three beers or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dunkel's are like the brown ones.
Gotcha. Then you have Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen. Yeah. Those are the wheaters. Yeah. I like Hefes.
This is gonna sound bad. I like the grapefruit Hefes.
Hey, grapefruit Hefes?
Yeah. Oh, have you ever had one?
No, I guess I haven't. I'm not a big fan of the grapefruit flavor in general, though. Like when you used to bring out the grapefruit High Noons, I'd be like, nah, pass on those.
Oh, I do like grapefruit, but I like the grapefruit Hefes. I can't remember the brand first time I had it was at Epcot Disney World. I was like, oh my God, it's pretty damn good.
I'll have nine more of them.
Then I bought some at the lake. So they're good summer beers.
And then you passed out going all around the world.
I'm sure there's a ton of flavor added to it.
No,
it's not different honey whiskey. So
there we go.
Or honey finished bourbon.
And maple while we're at it.
Yep.
And I guess the last one, since we're talking about finishing here, not to say that they're doing it, but as it continues to meet demand for innovation expressions of bourbon, Kentucky-based Limestone Branch has announced the second release in its Yellowstone Special Finishes Collection. And this is Yellowstone Rum Cask Finish. This new release starts with Yellowstone's traditional bourbon mash bill and is then aged for 9 weeks in casks that previously held rum, distilled using molasses and sugarcane grown in rich, fertile soils and tropical Caribbean climate of Cuba. The packaging for Yellowstone Special Finishes Collection features the brand's iconic bottle and a Roosevelt Arch artwork, as well as more prominent version of the Yellowstone brand name and the Special Finishes Collection callout. The bottle's blue top wrap helps differentiate the Yellowstone rum cask finish from other Yellowstone variants. And this latest inspiration from Limestone Branch of Master Distiller Stephen Beam is it's gonna hit retail shelves in March. It's aged 4 years, bottled at 100 proof, and will be available nationwide at $50 per bottle.
So 9 weeks in a rum barrel?
9 weeks in a rum barrel.
Really? That's pretty short. From rum barrels usually have to go pretty long because they
get that rummy flavor out of it.
Yeah, because obviously they're ex whiskey, then they're ex rum, then. A lot of times there's not too much rum flavor, so you got to go for a while. But
yeah, I haven't had a whole lot of rum stuff I've been happy with. I do remember the Old Elk rye finish in rum was really good.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good, but I am open to trying anything rum because I love rum.
There was a Jefferson's one that was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Actually, didn't we do one?
We did a barrel.
We did a barrel. Yeah. I love that one, by the way.
It was amazing.
Yeah, did that one. And then, of course, I've been drinking some stuff from our good friends at Rolling Fork over here. They left a few bottles for us.
But that's actual rum.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I like actual rum.
Yeah, so. I do too. I'm a huge rum fan.
Like good rum.
Yeah, good rum.
Not Captain. By the way, not to say we don't like Captain Morgan's, but good rum. Good.
Yeah, not sugary, sweet. I remember I went to Loba de Guida, whatever.
Yeah, the yellow restaurant around here.
And they have a glass case with some rums, and I was asking for the menu, and I think that she didn't understand me, and she was like,
She's like, you sure you just don't want a margarita?
And then I asked her for this one. She's like, we're out of that, but our bartender recommends this. And I was like, sure, I'll try it. And I got it back, and I was like, this has so much sugar and vanilla flavor added to it. Like, it was so, but anyways, I like the ones that are not, doctored.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, that's going to do it for this week in bourbon. Nice and short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Let's get back to bottling.
We're going to go ahead and do it. And if you're listening to this, guess what? We are dropping our Double Oak today. So if you're going to be in the Louisville area, make sure you stop by. We had put out the press release earlier this week. So stop by, pick up your bottles. It'll be available all weekend long, going from around 9 to 5 p.m., both Friday and Saturday. But with that, cheers, everybody. See you next time.
Toodles.